5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. Quick housekeeping note. I didn't publish an expert interview last week for the first time in over a year. It was Thanksgiving, and when I published an episode on the day before Thanksgiving last year, it bombed, and it was kind of a wasted effort. So you know what? I didn't publish one this year, and I'm totally okay with that. I also eat a lot of stuffing. But as a vegetarian, there was no turkey. It's actually kind of a boring holiday when you're a vegetarian. Actually, I take that back. My brother-in-law came over and brought a 20-pound turkey all for himself. I am not kidding. No, he didn't eat the whole thing. I'm guessing he still has leftovers a week later, but it was kind of funny for a family of vegetarians to have a 20-pound turkey at the middle for one person. Anyway, before I get any further off track, since there was no expert last week, this week is Indiana Pacers Community Relations Coordinator Christina Wetzeltoft. It's a great interview I think you will all like very much. As for today, I had a question come in that really challenged me, which I love. Here goes, from Nathaniel in Michigan. Hi, Brian. Thank you for the podcast. Your effort is greatly appreciated. I have a question I'd love for you to dig into for the podcast. You've talked many times before about getting in. Once you get an interview, it means you've already passed the skills test, right? You've already got they know that you have the skills they need for the job, or else they wouldn't have contacted you to come in for an interview. And that the interview is about your soft skills like charisma and cultural fit. Well, I am the living proof you are correct in your assessment. I have the skills needed for the industry and I keep getting interviews, but I can't close the deal. I am an introvert and so much of it stems from my lack of charisma. I just don't have that swagger that I see exuding from others. I know I don't have this element, so I retreat mentally into my corner even during interviews. My question is twofold. Is charisma something you can develop and learn? And how can an introvert get a job in the sports industry? Wow. Okay, this is a really big question, Nathaniel. And I thank you for asking it. It takes a lot of courage to admit and acknowledge your weaknesses, but it's also that first step in fixing the problem. And not that it's a problem to be an introvert, but you're recognizing it as a problem. You recognize it as something that is a barrier to your success. So let's work on that. Let's work on fixing that problem. I actually think a lot of people deal with this too. You are not alone, Nathaniel, and I hope you feel some power in that. There's a lot of people struggling in this way, not just in sports either, just in life. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about charisma. It is really just a person with compelling attractiveness. That's the word for it. Compelling phrase, compelling attractiveness. Everyone is naturally drawn to this person. But I think the idea of charisma gets overused. There just aren't that many people who are truly charismatic. Many people think they are, you know, that guy, right? The one who thinks he's ruling the conversation and wooing the crowd, all his jokes are hitting. But in reality, everyone around is thinking to themselves, oh my gosh, will somebody shut this guy up? Now that person goes home and thinks, I am the most charismatic guy in town. But in reality, maybe not so much. To be truly charismatic, I believe, starts with intentional listening and engaging where appropriate. And anybody can do that. Intentional listening. I want you to have that in your head as we talk through this. Because so many people think of charisma and those attributes that are positive in soft skills, that are important in soft skills, as being such an active thing. They have to be doing something in order to prove they're charismatic, or they need to be saying something in order to prove that they are have the right soft skills. A lot of times, being a good listener is where it starts. It's not about trying to be the loudest voice or get the most laughs. It's about making the other people around you feel special. We've all been around people who talk a lot about themselves, their experience, their accomplishments, their successes. This is not being charismatic. We've also been around people who listen with eye contact, ask smart follow-up questions when the timing is appropriate, are present in the moment and not thinking about what they're going to say next. And they share their own experiences where relevant. That's being likable. That's being connected to the moment. And that's being charismatic. It's about presence. Presence is about being truly engaged with others, showing the other person that they have your complete attention. Okay, so how do you take action with this concept of presence? Because as you know, on this show, I'm all about actionable advice. I just don't want to just say a bunch of stuff. I want to give you actual stuff you can go out and do, you can take action with. So how do you develop presence? You know what? You pay attention to every word that comes out of someone else's mouth. You get rid of the other distractions. You focus on them intently. I read this suggestion once and it stuck with me. Imagine you're watching, when you're in an engagement or a conversation with somebody, imagine you're watching a movie or reading a book and you're slowly learning about the main character. They're unveiling certain things about themselves in the conversation. Invest your attention and your focus on them and continue to learn about them as a character. Do not sit there and think about what you're going to say while they talk. It might seem like the proactive thing to do, but it only shows that you're not really listening. You're just preparing to retort, and that's a problem. Another piece of advice. I was in a parenting class once, and they talked about whole body listening with your kids. No distractions, no multitasking, no cell phone you're glancing at, intentional, full body focus and listening. That's your goal when speaking to people. After this presence and listening, charisma is really about confidence. Now, Nathaniel, this is probably where you get tripped up, and I'm guessing many others do too. Introverts struggle with confidence. That's just a fact, right? Confidence is so important in the sports industry. Think about this scenario for a second. Nathaniel says he's introverted. So some superficial, unknowledgeable sports career advice person, not me, may advise that he leans into a job in analytics, something that would let him crunch numbers in the corner. But you know what? That's BS. Here's why. Even number-crunching, spreadsheet-loving analysts need to communicate their findings with the decision makers. They need to tell a GM or a coach or a scout how they came to a certain conclusion about a player or a team they are facing or some other scenario. They must be able to make that transition between data acquisition and how it affects decision making. And the only way they can do that is to be able to share their data with confidence, or no one is going to react to their work. It just goes away. There is literally no job in the sports industry that exists in a vacuum. Every job requires confidence and communication. So let's take this one step further. How do you develop confidence? All right, more actionable advice coming up. I hope you're ready for it. Number one, be okay with your ignorance. I'm going to repeat this because I want you to really think about it. You have to be okay with your ignorance. This is something it's taken me years to learn, so I'm not saying it's easy. But it did, once I realized this, it did unlock a lot of trapped confidence for me. Here's what I mean. So I explain this okay with your ignorance concept. You don't know everything, and that's okay. Stop comparing yourself to everyone else. Story time. I started at CNN Sports Illustrated, and I was so lacking confidence because I imagined everyone around me knew more than I did. All these kids that were peers that went to better schools, went through better programs, had better internships. I looked at them and thought, oh my gosh, I am out of my league. I looked at peers and heard them cite some obscure stat or make some incredibly insightful analysis and thought, oh crap, I'm in over my head. None of this was true. I was not in over my head, but I let everyone else's collective knowledge make me feel insecure. Then one day, this is going to sound totally random, but stick with me. I'm working on my car with my father-in-law. Now, my father-in-law was a total badass, man's man, knew everything about carpentry, welding, cars, home repairs, you name it. I looked up to him in many ways, and we were working on my car, and I asked him a question, and he says to me, good question. I don't really know. Now, that may not seem like much to you, but for someone with all the knowledge in the world to be confident enough to say, I don't know, and know that it wasn't going to reflect poorly on his ability or competence was actually the ultimate in confidence. In my career, I had a hard time saying, I don't know, or I'm not sure, because I imagined people judging me for my ignorance. So I did the whole fake it till you make it thing. So if somebody said some obscure stat or cited some analysis or reference or some historical fact, instead of just saying, huh, that's really cool, I would try to compete and outdo them. And that was ridiculous. Be okay with not knowing everything. Saying with confidence, good question, I don't know, but I can find out, is actually really powerful stuff. It's a shift from the defensive, fake it till you make it, I'm going to pretend I know more than I really do, to just being curious and being open to learning something you can acknowledge you don't actually know much about. Confidence comes down to how you feel in your own skin and your own mind. Nathaniel, if you're getting interviews, that means you have skills. Lean into those things you feel most confident about. Lean into the things you know that you know. Start from there. Talk about those things. In the room, lean into those concepts. Go deep. Make eye contact. Have some feeling that you know that they know your stuff, or else you wouldn't be in that room. Confidence is an aura, too. It exudes from you. Once you recognize it's okay not to know everything, to not know everything, and that there are things you know very well, once you know that there's things you know really well and there's things you don't know really well and you're okay with that, you'll start to stand up a little straighter, feel a little more like smiling. Now confidence starts to look a lot more like charisma, right? Remember, charisma isn't about being the yuck it up guy, the one talking the most or the loudest. It's about being the person people want to engage with and want to connect with. Last thought on charisma. Being able to engage people in conversation is an important part of overcoming introverted tendencies and developing charisma. Now, this is the nightmare situation, again, for many introverts I know. So I want to keep this simple. Introverts don't want to engage a lot of times in conversation. They want to fall into the background. So this idea of sparking conversation can be a real hard one. But this is important, and I want to keep it simple, okay? There are two things everyone can do to spark real conversation. Number one, ask questions of the other person. If you are introverted or fear you lack charisma, keep it simple by letting the other person do most of the talking or most of the work. How do you do this? By asking questions of them. I'm one of those people that hates small talk. It's fake and superficial, and I'm not great in those scenarios. What I've learned to do is I always flip the burden of conversation onto the other person by asking questions of them. My wife jokes and says, I have a cheat sheet of questions always running through my head. Like, we'll be at a family reunion and every conversation is just me asking questions of the people and listening. She laughs because she knows it's my technique and it always, always works. Ask questions of them, shift the burden to them. That's how you start a conversation going. Number two, being nice. It is so much easier to get a conversation going by being nice and smiling. A simple smile and eye contact is the easiest way to give the person you are speaking with a feeling they are special in that moment. And that is the crux of being charismatic. So to sum this up, it is possible to become charismatic and to learn to be magnetic and to exude confidence even when you don't necessarily feel it. And once you learn these things, you can apply them to your interview process and bridge that gap between having the right skills and then also having the right soft skills. Eye contact, smiles, ask questions, having a presence, embracing your own ignorance, slowly building confidence in yourself and your own skin. All of these things will contribute to a better experience in life, not just in the interview. Coming up on Wednesday, Christina Wetzeltoft, Indiana Pacers Community Relations Coordinator. I will talk to you all then. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you then.